Hey everybody, it's Dan, and in this video I'm going to talk to you about what to look out for with multi-level marketing or network marketing. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, hope you're well. So let's talk about multi-level marketing, network marketing. I'm sure you've heard it all before. Amway, I was in Amway 30 years ago. Very briefly, utility warehouse or futility warehouse, as I call them. And then there's a whole bunch of CBD oil and there's all sorts of stuff out there right now. But for me, the big warning signs with multi-level marketing and network marketing, and the warning signs are like this. They all claim to have big incomes and lots of money. And you can spot them a mile off, by the way, on things like Facebook. Because they say things like, can't believe I found this group, can't believe I'm on my way. And the comments are, hell yeah, let's do this, let's get them, let's go for it, woohoo! All of that kind of thing. It's so fake, it's off the scale. And this is part of it, is the level of fakeness on multi-level marketing and network marketing. And actually, if you go on the website and you try and find average income earnings or look for the income disclaimer and see what that says. So a really good example was Moob, my online business empire, I think it was called. Moob went under massively, as far as I know, allegedly, let's just say that, just in case. but the owners lost a whole bunch of stuff, allegedly. We'll just keep using the word allegedly right now. But actually, they had a disclaimer on their website about how much most people made, and it was like, allegedly, less than $200 a year. That was the average earnings. And so it means that for all those thousands of people that are joining that particular one, for example, and you need to double check on those figures because they're all alleged figures. I might be completely wrong, so double check on them. That's the legal side done. But if you've got thousands of people signing up and these people are hardly making anything, somebody somewhere is making money. And yeah, usually the people at the top of this pyramid, and again, I'm not saying it's a pyramid scheme. I'm not saying that at all. I might have accidentally nodded my head there. But you've got to check these average earning disclosures. This is really, for me, the absolute key. If you want to sign up for Utility Warehouse, then go check the average earnings income disclaimers and go see how much people are actually making on this stuff. It's bullshit. There's just a few people that make some money. And then we go to networking events and you might see a few of those people and then you sign up. But they've been doing it for years. Or they've got, you know, they've built a massive network. And actually, do you know what? They've actually built their business on bringing other people on to resell the business. They're not building the business based on the number of products sold. This is what really annoys me. It's easy to sign up resellers. And they then sign up resellers, and they then sign up resellers. What's harder is to actually sell some of the product. And this is the point. One of the things that really used to annoy me was I'd go to a networking event, and then there'd be some person with a pig-shaped business card. That's Futility Whole House. Some pig-shaped business card. Oh, cheaper gas and electricity. And it's like you're building somebody else's brand. The pig-shaped business cards would say Utility Warehouse. And so they are literally building up somebody else's brand instead of building up their own brand. It used to really annoy me because what if you fall out with Utility Warehouse, for example? But the key in this video is, how do you know which ones work and how do you know which ones don't? Well, the answer to that is pretty much most of them don't work. You ask someone who's done. Don't ask someone who's currently in it, by the way, because everything's wonderful. They're like estate agents. How's the market? Oh, the market's fabulous. And you can see them, they're sat around not doing anything. You know, it's clearly not that fabulous. So if you ask someone who's currently in multi-level marketing or network marketing, how's it going? Brilliant. How's your sales? Wonderful. Really? So you've got to ask people who have gone through this and come out the other side. And you ask them about their experiences and ask people who have stopped doing the multi-level marketing. That's really where you want to be on this. You don't want to be asking people who are currently selling this stuff because they just won't tell you the truth. I've got issues with multi-level marketing, as you're probably aware, and I might be biased in that, but I've been in MLM, and it's either been a scam or it's bullshit. One of those. I've not been in one that I've had success with. I've had much better success running my own business. And people go, oh yeah, but Robert Kiyosaki said if he was starting again, he'd start up in MLM, multi-level marketing, or network marketing. And that's bullshit as well, because that's not what Robert Kiyosaki said. He said if he was starting a business, he would start an MLM business. There's a big difference, and the difference between the two there is that if he's starting a business, he means he's going to create an MLM or network marketing business. He's not going to sign up selling cheaper gas and electricity. And that's what these people will tell you. Oh no, he said he'd start up with this. That's not what he said. Okay? And this is, again, this is the fakery that's used in this. They don't push this properly. They, you know, anything that you have to lie and cheat about, come on guys. What's that about? How is that a bona fide business if you have to lie and cheat about how to get people on board? That's not a proper business. How is that even reality? So, obviously, I'm biased with multi-level marketing. But, you know, let me know what you think. Have you had success in MLM? Or have you signed up and you're full of it and you've just earned no money? I'd like to know. You tell me. That's my experiences. I can only explain what's gone on with my experiences. You let me know. Anyway, let me know in the comments down below, and we'll speak to you on the next session. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.